This is the exact type of incident that traumatizes our communities and cannot repeat itself.
Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Alberto Carvalho blasted an immigration incident Monday when ICE agents mistakenly detained a 15-year-old disabled student at gunpoint outside Arleta High School and handcuffed him as a relative was registering for classes. School police reportedly found bullets left behind by the immigration agents. Carvalho also announced a series of actions ahead of the school year, safety zones at 100 schools to ensure safe passage of children to their classes in areas most targeted by ICE.
On the very first day of school, we'll be deploying over 1,000 central office and district office staff into critical areas based on incident information, targeting schools in areas in our community that have seen a higher percentage and frequency of immigration raids. We cannot be everywhere all the time, but the networks of information and awareness that we have stood up are strong. The level of awareness and training of our workforce is strong.
He also announced an increase in online learning.
We want no one to stay home as a result of fears. That is why our transportation division is here. We continue to provide and we have augmented specific services through virtual academies. And we've seen toward the latter part of last week a 7% increase in the enrollment of students in our virtual academies. Let me be very clear, there's nothing like face-to-face education. But we understand also that for some families facing a level of fear that is unacceptable for a child to experience, that virtual education may in fact be preferred.
The incident at the second largest school district in the nation was met with widespread public outcry by city leaders. Here's LA Mayor Karen Bass.
That here you have an entire array of elected officials, appointed officials, education leaders, people committed to our children, and we are gathered here today to talk about protecting our children from the federal government. That is a profound moment.
The outcry came as Los Angeles immigrant rights advocates marked a 24-hour boycott Tuesday to protest immigration raids they say are terrorizing the community. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.